are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Jude Bellingham and Erling Haaland embrace one another at the England-Norway match. But which team is through to the semis? A couple of controversial VAR reviews in both quarterfinal matches. And a red card for a player in the Argentina-Switzerland game. The football world is left wondering if that call was necessary. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. England are through to the FIFA World Cup semi-finals after a 2-1 extra time win against Norway in Miami. England fans arrived in full voice, believing the Three Lions could take another step towards World Cup glory. Their opponents, Norway, were equally fired up. Led by superstar Erling Haaland, nicknamed the Viking by many fans, Norway has captured attention both on and off the field. The striker has built a YouTube audience of more than 5.5 million subscribers with behind-the-scenes videos, giving fans a glimpse into his life at the World Cup. Now, Norway reached the quarterfinals after taking over five-time world champions Brazil 2-1 in the round of 16, with Haaland playing a key role in the upset. But for England, it wasn't quite as straightforward. After surviving a nervy round of 32 clash against DR Congo, the Three Lions then produced one of the tournament's most memorable victories, edging Mexico 3-2 at the Azteca Stadium.
And we will have a moment of silence for Jaden Adams.
Before kickoff, there was a poignant moment. A minute's silence was held in memory of South African footballer Jaden Adams, who died aged 25, after only recently playing at the World Cup. The Bafana Bafana player's death was confirmed by South Africa's Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture in a statement on Saturday. No official cause of death was released. And in today's match, England's coach Thomas Tuchel made two changes to their side that defeated Mexico. Noni Madueke came into the starting 11 on the right wing, replacing the injured Bukayo Saka, who eventually came on later. John Stones also returned to the side, with Jarrell Kwanzaa suspended after his third red card in the previous match. Meanwhile, Norway coach Ståle Solbakken made just one change to their side that beat Brazil, bringing Andrea Schjelderup into the starting side in place of Antonio Nusa. Norway struck first.
It's a goal for Norway! Andrea Schjelderup!
Schjelderup opened the scoring. Martin Odegaard nearly doubled the advantage soon after with a long-range effort that forced England's goalkeeper Jordan Pickford into action. But England responded just before the break.
That was well done. Into Jude Bellingham. Bellingham with the equaliser! Cometh the hour, cometh England's number 10 yet again!
Jude Bellingham found the equaliser in the first half stoppage time. Moments later, the Three Lions captain Harry Kane thought he'd completed the turnaround, only for the offside flag to deny him. England introduced Bukayo Saka and Eberechi Eze after halftime, replacing Noni Madueke and Declan Rice as Tuchel looked for fresh energy. Norway then believed they'd restored their lead. But after a lengthy VAR review, the goal by Torbjørn Heggem was ruled out, with Erling Haaland judged to have fouled Elliot Anderson during the build-up. England pushed hard late into normal time.
He's animated, Thomas Tuchel on the touchline.
Saka went close while Eze forced another strong save just minutes before the 90-minute mark. With temperatures hovering around 30 degrees, both teams were forced into another exhausting 30 minutes of extra time. England's history with extra time and penalty shootouts hasn't always been kind. But this time, Jude Bellingham stepped up once again.
Rodgers lets fly. It's 2-1 England. Bellingham's there once again. On the follow-up, Morgan Rodgers' shot. Spilt by Nealon. Two goals in Mexico in the Azteca. And two in Miami for Jude Bellingham.
David Beckham enjoying the moment there with his sons.
To unpack the match, I spoke to former Central Coast Mariners coach and Sydney Football Club assistant Phil Moss, who's an English-born Australian. He describes the match as tense and tactical.
You could tell both sides really had to adjust to the conditions. It was steaming, humid, hot for the game. And, you know, as you reach this stage of the tournament, fatigue definitely plays a factor, and I think we saw that with the winning goal in the end, the Norwegian goalkeeper, you know, with a save that on any other day he probably makes comfortably, couldn't grasp the ball, and Bellingham was Jude on the spot to tap it home and get the result for England in the end.
He says England are continuing to grow under Thomas Tuchel.
Look, I think Thomas Tuchel's doing a fantastic job. You know, you can't fault him. You know, wouldn't it be ironic if it was a German to lead England to their first World Cup title since 1966, given the history between England and Germany? I think he's managed things well. He certainly looks a part on the sideline in the technical area. You know, he's emotional when he needs to be. He's calm when he needs to be. You can see he's getting his message across. And I think he got the tactics and the substitutions just about right for this one to get to the semi-finals.
And here's Thomas Tuchel after the match.
We made life very, very difficult for ourselves today. The result is fantastic. We're in the last four. It's amazing, but not happy with the performance.
In what sense?
In every sense. Again, the commitment is there, but we made life very, very difficult for us in the way we played, how we played. Sloppy, a lot of technical mistakes, not fast enough. Not repetitive enough. We were lucky today.
But Bellingham remained optimistic, attributing their success to the team's character and perseverance.
Character and perseverance, even when things weren't working, we found a way to win the game again, whether it's in 90, 120. We'll get everything we've got. You saw that there. Whoever was ready to come on came on and smashed it. So proud of this team once again and a World Cup semi-final.
And shortly after, in a post-match conference, he shared a pep talk from his mother. Bellingham was one of five England players who picked up yellow cards in their 3-2 win over Mexico. Another yellow card in today's match would have resulted in him missing the semi-finals.
Yeah, my mum's telling me all week to watch my language, watch my tackles, watch my face, watch my emotions. So, I think she drilled it into me all week about being careful of that yellow card. And to be honest, when you play the right way, and credit to the referee, it was class. He still let you communicate in a respectful way. A lot of referees don't let you do that. So I think when I get the balance right, and as a referee who's willing to listen, it makes it a lot easier. And in the end, it was just a really well competed game of football, and yeah, luckily I got through it.
And in another controversial moment during Saturday's match, England were denied a crucial extra time penalty against Norway after a VAR review reversed the referee's initial spot kick decision. Spence was reviewed after initiating contact with Norway's Oscar Bob. So basically what happened was the referee initially pointed to the penalty spot, giving England a golden opportunity to take the lead, but then later revealed there was no foul worth of a penalty.
The penalty, I agree with VAR and the final decision. I think when an attacking player takes on a defender in a box and throws their leg across the defender to initiate contact, I don't think it should be a penalty. So I think VAR got it just right. It's not often we say that about VAR, so it was good to see them come up trumps with a big decision in a massive game.
Despite Norway's great run at the tournament, their dream at this World Cup ends today.
I think the takeaway for Norway is well done. They hadn't been in a World Cup for a long time. Haaland showed that he can do it on the world stage, just like he does it, you know, in the English Premier League. He was absolutely superb in this tournament. A bit quieter today. You could see that he was quite fatigued, and he actually was substituted in during extra time. But he's a big frame of a lad, isn't he? So, you know, the effort he's put into the tournament this far, I think, took its toll for this game against England. So, yeah, Norway can go away. I think the takeaway for them will be probably an over-reliance on Odegaard and Haaland.
Norway made its return to the World Cup stage after 28 years away. Manchester City star Erling Haaland says their performance inspires a new generation in the country.
How we put Norway on the map, I think, is maybe one thing that touches me the most. I think with the role, with how good people we are, I think we are good people. I think that really touches me.
My SBS colleague John Baldock sent these scenes from fans in New York.
We got Bellingham, it's coming home, we're telling him we're Englishmen in New York. Oh, we got Harry Kane, we're gonna score again, it's Englishmen in New York.
Meanwhile, back home in Sydney, another colleague of mine, Yusuf Saudi, spoke to these English fans. Moss says recovery will be absolutely key. Attention then turned to another heavyweight of world football, Argentina, who will now face England in the semi-finals after a 3-1 extra time win over Switzerland in Kansas City. Before the match, Phil Moss questioned whether Argentina had become a little too reliant on Lionel Messi.
You fear if Messi's not on, which he has been so far this World Cup, then Argentina might struggle. They haven't been overly convincing. Of course, you know, they drew with Cabo Verde in the group stage. They had to come from two goals down against Egypt in the round of 16. And I think Switzerland have quietly become one of the most organised teams in this tournament. You know, they've conceded few goals. They've eliminated Colombia on penalties. They're very disciplined defensively. Oh, I think they can smell blood in the water, and you know, they'll go for it. I'm not saying they'll go for it from the first minute against Argentina, but if they sense there's some susceptibility on the Argentinian side, I think Switzerland are capable of isolating that and taking full advantage.
And he wasn't entirely wrong, except this happened. Alexis McAllister opened the scoring with a Messi assist.
Messi's corner, what a header that is! Alexis McAllister with precision!
Before Dan Ndoye equalised to force extra time after a resilient Swiss display.
Ndoye breaches and scores! Beyond the Argentina defence!
Then Julian Alvarez caught in the 112th minute.
Julian Alvarez! The quality of a world champion right there from Julian Alvarez.
With Martinez adding a late third to seal the result.
And now suddenly Argentina with Almada can seal it. Almada, the save, but the follow-up is in. Lautaro Martinez sends Argentina to the semi-finals.
The match also produced another controversial World Cup first. Switzerland's Breel Embolo became the first player sent off under FIFA's new mistaken identity law after VAR overturned a foul decision and instead ruled he had simulated contact against Argentina.
After review, there is no foul for number 5. And number 7, there is a clear simulation. Final decision, yellow card to number 7.
No! No! He's going to be sent off here, Embolo. It is a second yellow card.
I think there's going to be a lot of people, more than Switzerland, upset with a decision like this in a game of this magnitude. I feel really sorry for Embolo.
And for Messi, just playing today was another milestone in what is shaping as a legacy-defining World Cup. His match against Switzerland was the 15th knockout game of his World Cup career, the most by any player in tournament history. This now moves him past Miroslav Klose's previous record of 14. Argentina now turns its attention to England with their semi-final set for Thursday at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. England's last World Cup title was 60 years ago in 1966. And Phil Moss says he'd love to see England go one step further.
Well, it'd be nice to see England in the final, whether they're taking on France or Spain.
And I'll be back with you on Wednesday for the first semi-final match between France and Spain. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.